Three, two, one.
Welcome to the No Normal Show, brought to you by BPD, a healthcare marketing firm focused on the future of healthcare. This is where we leave all things traditional, old school, status quo, and boring in the dust. And instead, we focus on the future, the innovative, the bold, the novel, all related to healthcare marketing and communications. I am live here at Health Las Vegas 2025, and I am so excited to be talking with a very special guest, Dr. Harpreet Sui, who is both CEO and physician at Coronado Health. Hi, and welcome to Health and the No Normal Show.
Thank you so much for having me, Stephanie. This is amazing.
I'm so excited. I cannot wait to hear all of your insights. We connected yesterday, and you were just a wealth of knowledge around everything from the future of healthcare, the industry, what's changing, the macro trends, and also physician and clinician voices. And you also have a really incredible presence on social media. So I just can't wait to dig into all of it.
Let's talk.
All right. So let's start maybe with health. What are you seeing here? What's kind of hitting you now that you're 24, 36 hours into the conference?
It's so overwhelming, but I've met so many incredible people, from content creators to marketing, to so many people trying to make healthcare better, healthcare easier for not just us as the clinicians, but for the patients. And that to me is the most exciting part.
That's incredible. And I think it's really cool. One, seeing you, I've seen you being such a connector. I've seen you just like everywhere talking to so many people and sharing so many insights. So that's really cool. To your point about the putting the patient at the center, I've heard that term over and over. It's not a new term in healthcare, but it feels like this year we're seeing some really new innovations and some really new case studies around it. Is there anything that comes top of mind as you think about who's really doing it well and what they're doing?
Yeah, so this kind of devils into what I do. So I have a direct primary care practice here in Las Vegas, Nevada. And one of the things that I find is most important is that patients have time. And so what I'm really enjoying is seeing that there's a remote clinical monitoring that we can send home with our patients who are older. We can make sure that they're feeling safe in their homes. They're measuring their blood pressure. There's AI scribes we can use that allows me to not type all day and actually look at the patient, have that conversation, make them feel welcome, answer all those questions, and then have all that documentation. I really think at this like intersection of health and technology is where it is just going to get better for those of us in primary care who have to handle so many issues when our patients come in. And we really want to make sure that we're hitting all the bullet points that we need to hit before they leave so they feel comfortable in their care.
So from your vantage point as a clinician and having your own practice here in Las Vegas, you mentioned so many great examples just now, remote monitoring, AI scribe technology. I'm really curious from your perspective, you know, we've been hearing for years and years, physician burnout is just such a challenge. And it's so challenging to get, to roll out the right technology and tools to help physicians really practice at the top of their license. So what are you seeing there? Is that still true? What are you feeling and hearing and seeing? And what gives... First of all, is it still true,
yes.
Physician burnout?
Okay, yes. Yes, totally true. Still having physician burnout. Yes, even 5 years post-pandemic, it is still there.
And so then what gives you hope? Because you're a person who has a lot of optimism and hope. So what gives you hope and what do you think is really, really working?
Okay, so two things. So one, I think this whole idea of concierge, direct primary care, where we take the insurance person out, the middleman out, allowing the patient to have that appointment that they need, 45-minute appointment, 60-minute appointment, access to their doctor is really, really important. That is what's going to keep us going as doctors because it allows us to build that patient-doctor relationship. I mean, every person who's a doctor went into healthcare to help people. And when we feel like we're fighting systems that don't allow us to help those patients, that becomes really frustrating. And then some of the tech that we're seeing here, a lot of these companies have realized that physician burnout is playing a big role. And what they really want to do is help offload a lot of like the mundane little things that we do. Because at the end of the day, like as a primary care doctor, you know, your dream is like, I got my little tote bag and I'm going to go see my patient. And then, you know, we're going to have lunch at their house. Like all of those things like that is important to me. And so even while I'm here at Health, I'm able to field the phone calls for my own patients from my own practice using technology. And so that's where I see that that's where it is going, right? These companies are now coming in and saying, hey, this is physician burnout. Here are ways that we can make it so that you're not burning out, but you are getting that love and the joy of medicine that you used to have. It's back now.
It's back now. Oh my goodness. Okay, so it's back now. The love and the joy for medicine is back. I'm so happy to hear that. I can't even tell you. And it sounds like what you're talking about is technology is allowing physicians to focus on what they love to do and to scale themselves no matter where they are.
Yes. It's so important to scale yourself because at the end of the day, I'm just one doctor and I can't be everywhere all at once. But the technology is allowing me to look at my app and see who's called, task things out to people at work while also being here. And so it gives that almost reassurance to the patient that a lot of patients need. A lot of my patients are older, so they do need a little bit of that reassurance. But it allows me to also be at work, but not at work, and experience technology, which is great.
Yeah, that's what we all want, yeah. Right? Is to be at work, but not at work. So I'm really curious. I know that one thing that we chatted about yesterday was your incredible online presence and all that you're doing to build your online voice and presence. And so first, just tell us about that. Tell us how you couple, you know, serving patients with being a CEO, with having an online presence. That's a lot to juggle.
It's a lot to juggle. I'm also a mom of two, so it's a lot to juggle. But the big thing that when I started my practice, I started my social media because I had patients saying, hey, Dr. Sui, you explain things so easily in a way that makes a lot of sense. It would be really great if you could tell my friend, neighbor, sister, mom the same thing. So then I started putting myself on socials. And then you're like, well, you know what? I'm an entrepreneur now. So why don't I show what that face is like? So it's like, here's my entrepreneur face. Today, I've got a ton of admin to do. Here's like a funny little skit. I love it. I love being able to share a part of myself while also working on misinformation and disinformation in healthcare and coming across as just a person, right? At the end of the day, I'm just sharing things that I find that are really important and sharing the things that I love with other people. And I just love that other people love that too.
Well, I'm glad that, first of all, I love how you started with this is all about what your patients were asking for. I mean, that's really cool. That's back to, it's such a corporate term that I said patient-centric care, but like that's the term, right? Oh, gross. Blah. But that's your example that you just mentioned is a real life, actually non-corporate, beautiful example of bringing that to life and doing something that they're asking for.
Yes. And I think that we need to realize that a lot of young people are also on social media, but a lot of our older patients are on social media. They're on Facebook. They're on Instagram. They're on TikTok. So they're making their breakfast and they're seeing Dr. Sui on TikTok and then they're calling my office and going, that video was great and I love it. I am here for it.
That's another way to scale yourself, right? 100%. Because when you're not with them, it's another way to be with them. And we were hearing a lot in I don't know what session it was. I think it was a session perhaps around primary care actually yesterday morning about the dark window of the days between visits. Yeah. And so not being able to really have that conversation with patients between their visits and how digital technology allows for that, which, hey, guess what? It increases patient outcomes and it's good for the business and all the things. So it sounds
100%, 100%. It really is that a patient this morning texted me a picture of a rash. And I said, this is what we're going to do. Another one of my older patients texted this morning and said, I'm having this issue. Let me take care of it. So you don't have to be in the doctor's office every week, but now from the one appointment you have and then the appointment you have a month from now, for those 4 weeks, I'm here for you. And they feel like their health is really being taken care of. And then it decreases ER visits, that decreases acute illnesses, urgent care visits, them trying to get online and trying to figure out how to treat themselves. It's all coming together.
That's beautiful. It's beautiful. And I think, you know, our listeners are largely healthcare leaders, marketers, strategists, and we talk a lot about the care journey and the patient experience and all of that. But we can map it all day long, but what you're doing tangibly brings it to life. And I love the specific examples you're giving. So that's awesome. Thank you for what you do. I just want to ask you a couple more questions. First of all, what have you learned from that presence that you've been building? Is there any takeaways that you have specifically that we could apply to this crazy misinformation crisis? You mentioned mis and disinformation earlier. It's almost too big to really unpack or solve, but I think what you're doing is a very real way to get at it. So is there anything that you've kind of learned through that others could apply?
Yes, I'm surprised at the amount of comments I get, especially when we're talking about long COVID, POTS, fibromyalgia, endometriosis, a lot of these diseases that affect mostly women, and a lot of things that happen after COVID. I get comments that say, I wish my doctor would listen to me. Can I show my doctor this video? What do you think about this? I read this. I saw that. And so that's where we're really starting to see that change with misinformation and disinformation, is these communities coming together around medical issues and trying to figure out what is truth and what isn't. And so I try to put every video where I'm trying to talk about that it's not somebody's fault that they read something and they think that that's true. It's literally been, you know, fed to them via the algorithm. If I can take that apart, explain it in a simple way and say, well, how about instead of this, we do this, and let me explain why, then that just, it stops a lot of that misinformation and disinformation from spreading, which is what we really want to do.
It absolutely is. And I just can't thank you enough for the hard work you're doing, because it is really hard work. And, you know, when we work with physicians and we work with marketing leaders and healthcare leaders, and it's scary work. I just want to say that it's scary work, but it's really important work, because whether it is you seeing a patient in real life, or whether it is you texting with them, or whether it is you sharing a TikTok, those are all going towards saving lives. So this is hard work. And I just want to say thank you. So one last question, since we're at health and we're only on day two? Oh my gosh, what day is it? I don't even know anymore. What would you say to those who are not here? Anything that you would want to share with them around either what you've experienced thus far or what you're excited about? Any like immediate ahas that you'd share with those who are like listening in from everywhere else?
You need to come to health. That's really what it is. Health 2026, you got to come here. It's amazing. The connections that I've made, the people that I have met, the fact that everybody, all 12,000 people that are here, everybody's trying to just make healthcare better and utilize technology. It's been incredible. I haven't had such a great feeling like this in a long time. This is incredible. I could stay here all day.
Me too. I kind of want to stay here all week and all month, but I guess there's other things to do. So, well, thank you for joining us. I really appreciated it.
Thank you so much for having me.
Awesome. Well, for everybody watching and listening, thank you for joining. Thank you for listening. As always, we love to say follow us, like, subscribe, follow Dr. Harpreet Sui. Give them your social channels.
LinkedIn is Dr. Harpreet Sui, and TikTok and Instagram is at drharpreet.sui.
Awesome. And we love to say, as always, push the no normal. Don't settle for the normal. Don't settle for the standard. Push that into the future of healthcare. And with that, we'll talk to you soon.
3, 2, 1.